This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Iran's supreme leader committed killed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes. Flights to and from Middle East cancelled and diverted amid rising regional tensions. Foreign Affairs Ministry advises Nepalese in Israel, Iran and Middle East to stay safe and follow local guidelines. Election Commission issues vehicle movement guidelines for March 5th election day and calls for mediation group as Pakistan-Afghanistan clashes continue. Now the news in detail. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in his office during U.S. and Israeli airstrikes, according to Iranian state media. He was killed in a morning attack on Saturday. The death of the 86-year-old ruler of the past three decades, one of the longest in the world, was later confirmed on Iranian state TV. Iran has had two supreme leaders since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. According to the BBC, U.S. President Donald Trump described Khamenei as one of the most evil people in history and urged Iranians to take back their country. Reports from Iran say there are mixed reactions. Celebrations have been seen in several cities while others have gathered in the streets to mourn. The Iranian Red Crescent says more than 200 people have been killed across the country. Iranian authorities say at least 108 of them died when strikes hit a girls' school. Iran has also confirmed that its Army Chief of Staff Abdul Rahim Mousavi and Defense Minister Aziz Nasir Zadeh were killed in U.S. and Israeli attacks on Saturday. Iran's official IRNA news agency said additional senior military commanders were also killed and their names will be released later. The Guard has warned it will launch what it calls a devastating offensive operation against U.S. bases and Israel. Earlier, Iranian-led retaliatory strikes were reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain and Kuwait, locations that host U.S. military bases or are allied with the United States. Meanwhile, airlines serving the Middle East have cancelled and diverted flights amid escalating tension in the region. Iranian and Israeli airspace were closed on Saturday, and flight tracking data showed international aircraft avoiding the region. All flights at Dubai International and all Maktoum International airports were suspended on Saturday afternoon. Dubai airport later reported minor damage and injuries to four staff members. Qatar Airways has suspended flights to and from Doha due to airspace closure. In Kathmandu, passengers have been stranded at Tribhuvan International Airport following the suspension of flights to the Middle East. The Foreign Affairs Ministry says Nepali citizens in Israel and Iran should stay indoors and follow local security instructions. Issuing an advisory, the Foreign Affairs Ministry said Nepali citizens should stay in contact with the Nepali community and the embassies in Tel Aviv and Doha. Travel without approval is not advised, and those planning trips to Israel or Iran should postpone until the situation stabilizes. Nepalis in all the Middle Eastern countries are also urged to monitor developments and follow guidelines from local authorities as tensions rise in the region. The Election Commission has clarified that vehicles carrying essential goods will not require permit on the 5th of March, the day of the House of Representatives election. According to the Commission, vehicles transporting drinking water, milk, fruits, vegetables, fish, meat and petroleum products can operate without a pass. Vehicles used for telecommunication services, electricity, water supply, sewage, maintenance and hospital services, including transport of doctors and health workers, are also exempt. Passengers traveling to and from airports for domestic and international flights will not need to vehicle pass. vehicles carrying pregnant women, persons with disabilities, senior citizens who cannot walk, and one helper will also be allowed to operate freely. Vehicles with number plates used by diplomatic missions, vehicles of accredited election observers, National Human Rights Commission monitoring teams, and media personnel with pass, press pass rather, are also permitted. The Commission has requested the government to ensure such vehicles are used only for the stated purposes and do not carry unrelated passengers. An integrated vehicle movement desk has been set up at the Election Commission in coordination with the Ministry of Home Affairs and the District Administration Office, Kathmandu, to manage vehicle passes and related arrangements. Election staff and materials for four polling stations in Humla will be transported by helicopter due to snowfall blocking roads. Chief District Officer Tek Kumar Regmi said staff assigned to Brikuti Primary School, Sunkhani Primary School, Himsikur Primary School and Himalaya Primary School will be airlifted along with ballot papers. A total of 20 election staff, 80 security personnel from the Nepali Army, Election Police and Nepal Police, and 102 additional staff and materials will be transported by helicopter. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin, now on to an international news update. International calls for mediation are growing as Pakistan and Afghanistan engage in cross-border fighting and the most serious flare of violence in months. According to Al Jazeera, Pakistan has described the clashes as bringing the country into open war. The European Union's foreign policy chief rather, Qaza Khalas, urged both sides to lower tensions and enter talks, warning the violence could affect the wider region. Iran, Jordan, the UAE, Russia and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres have also called for de-escalation and mediation. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers say they're open to negotiations, while Pakistan insists there will be no dialogue until Afghanistan stops harboring what he calls terrorism, a claim denied by Kabul. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy condition in the hilly region of the country, while the Tarai region will see mainly fair weather. The Himalayan region of the country will be generally cloudy. There is a chance of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Himalayan region of Koshi and Gundagi provinces, and at one or two places in the Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces. There is also a chance of light rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly regions of Koshi and Gundagi provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Iran's Supreme Leader Khamenei killed in U.S.-Israeli airstrikes. Flights to and from Middle East cancelled and diverted amid rising regional tensions. Foreign Affairs Ministry advises Nepalese in Israel, Iran and Middle East to stay safe and follow local guidelines. Election Commission issues vehicle movement guidelines for March 5th election day and calls for mediation grow as Pakistan-Afghanistan clashes continue. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.